Crossville Mayor Jonathan Lassiter says the city was not notified that Walker County's sale of 4 acres on Bulldog Drive to Chattanooga-based technology company BridgeTrek had been finalized until after the deal was closed. Lassiter says the city is reviewing its options and believes the proposed project would likely require rezoning. The mayor also questioned why the county denied Rossville's earlier request to use the property as a fire training site, but later sold it for the proposed development. Walker County says the project is not a traditional data center, but a small communications facility that could support future high-tech business and generate new property tax revenue. The Walker County Board of Education meets Monday at 6 at the school system's central office in Lafayette. The board will hear the superintendent's report and a facilities update before considering purchases that include curriculum materials, Chromebooks for Rossville Elementary, and new furniture for the Walker Launch facility. Members will also vote on several contracts, fundraising agreements, and the district's pre-K grant application. The meeting will conclude with an executive session and action on personnel recommendations. Georgia's job market continues to show strength. The state reached record highs in both its labor force and total employment in June. While the unemployment rate held steady at 3.4%, that's well below the national rate at 4.2%. State labor officials say Georgia has now set new records for workforce participation and employment for 6 straight months. Healthcare led annual job growth, while transportation, warehousing, and government jobs posted the largest monthly declines. We've got more news coming up after this. Dozens of Chattooga County properties with unpaid taxes will be auctioned during the county's annual tax sale on Tuesday, August the 4th. Sale starts at 10 o'clock at the courthouse steps in Somerville and includes homes, vacant lots, and acreage across the county. Officials say properties will be sold to the highest bidder for cash or certified funds. Buyers are reminded the auction is conducted on a buyer beware basis, and properties are sold subject to Georgia's tax deed and redemption laws. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.